Previously, on The Haunting of South Victoria Road. I can tell that John is getting concerned, but he's just trying to keep himself from scaring Kim. John says there is nothing to worry about, and we all just need to get some sleep. So I get a blanket and a pillow, and go on the couch for a good night's rest. I woke to the sound of the fan buzzing, getting louder and louder, quicker and quicker, as it panned around the room. I was thirsty, so I got up and went to the kitchen, cursing at a chair after it stubbed my toe. I opened the fridge and got a bottle of water. I walked back to the couch and sat there for a while, sipping on my water just a little bit by little, when all of a sudden, the fan turns off. I just thought it was on a timer, so I got back up and turned it back on. I backed to the couch, and right as I sat down, the fan shut off again. Now I'm scared. I say out loud, "If someone is turning the fan on, turn it back on." And like clockwork, the fan turned right back on. My heart started to beat fast. I pulled the blanket over my face and tucked my feet into the couch. I wondered what was going on. I knew it was something otherworldly at this point. I mean, things have been happening. I didn't know what it was, though. I was so scared. Eventually, I fell asleep and woke up about 7 o'clock in the morning. When I first opened my eyes, I saw John and Kim eating breakfast. I jumped up thinking I saw a ghost couple eating bacon, but immediately realized it was just John and Kim over a cup of coffee. I told them about the fan. They were both spooked out about it. We started the day with opening all the windows and saying the following words. We ask that all energy from the past owner to leave through the window. All negative energy from the land leave this place. May we live in this house and feel protected by positive energy. Now all positive spirits and positive entities come into the house and stay. After this, we saged the place and put a few crystals around the house. After it was over, we did a little landscaping outside, putting some bushes and some mulch down. It was a pretty mild winter, so we could do a lot of stuff that you couldn't really do any other winter. After this, Kim made us some lunch, something called bulgogi and pajon. We ate, and I left to go back to my house. About 3 months later, Kim sent me a link to a news website. I clicked on the link, and the headline said, "Man found dead in East Tennessee apartment." I thought it was their neighbor or something, until I started reading the details. It said the following. Man found dead in Kingston apartment. Not found for 2 weeks. Police are not releasing the cause of death or the name of the person until all family is notified. It had come out in 2016, 4 years ago. Then, Kim sent me a text saying he was the past owner of our house. My heart dropped out of my chest when I heard this. I asked her if they knew anything else, but she said no. I knew this person was the one doing everything, that I was there. While I was there, I jumped in the car, and I went to John and Kim's. I got there in quickly, about 20 minutes, opposed to like 30 minutes usually. I opened the door and could hear John and Kim talking in the hall about where he must have died. I walked into the hall, and they looked surprised because I didn't tell them I was going to come. I asked, "Where was he found?" Kim pointed where she was standing and said, "Right here." It had been there like the hall closet door, opening and closing. John said that a few other things happened to them too, just like the things that happened to me. I was already there, so I stayed a while. About 2:30 or so, John was putting in a new air vent. John and Kim and I were just sitting in the living room talking about what this could have been. We kind of got sidetracked about stuff and started talking about regular things. When he called me down to the hall, I went to look, and inside the air vent were papers scattered, with a brownish-red stain all over them. We took them out, and we opened them up. It was writing, but with letters and symbols that didn't belong to any language, and I knew this couldn't be any language, because John knew about 8 languages, and he was also a Marine, so he would have known any kind of secret messages or symbols. We opened them all up, they were the same thing, until we opened another one up. It was a drawing of a rock. On the back, it was a whole entire page of writing about this rock. Like this person had a relationship with a rock. It was so weird, I didn't know what this was. We just put them all back in the thing and forgot about it. Or at least we tried to forget about it. I didn't know what it was. John didn't know what it was. We didn't tell Kim because we knew she would be very scared about it. I knew that the reddish stain on them had to be blood. But John, trying to keep his cool, said it couldn't have been. So that's where our story ends for today. Today's episode was sponsored by Anchor, the best way to make a podcast for free. The script was written by me, Henry Bilbrey. It's based off a true story of my aunt and uncle, but has some theatrical elements scattered into it. As always, lock your doors, sage your house, and remember, you are never alone. Thank you.
or so with wearing. I bet the hoard are buried, but he looks sweet upon the feet of a boy fickle built for two.